Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our live local interview. I have a couple guests on Zoom with me here this morning. Kenley Jackson. Good morning, Kenley.
Good morning, Peter.
Kenley's the director, the program director from Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Roger Schmidt is with us as well. Good morning, Roger.
Hi, Peter. Nice to see you.
Roger's the executive director, and gosh, this is something that's near and dear to my heart for sure. We're talking about the upcoming 2023 season for Sitka Fine Arts Camp. It is the 50th anniversary. Back in 1973, camp was founded, and we've got camp again. You know, after some fits and starts, we're back. So registration opens on Saturday night. So I'm going to start, Roger, with you. Let's talk a little bit about camp. This is an exciting time for people to start thinking about what they're going to be doing in the summer and tell me what they can look forward to if people that don't know about camp.
Yeah, you bet. So as you mentioned, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's been around since 1973 was when it was founded. So super big year for us. We have four main camps this summer that based on age and somewhat interest students can choose from. We have an elementary camp that is for anybody that's currently in kindergarten through fifth grade. And in that camp, we have age differentiated. We basically groups kids across four different age groups, and they can explore music. They can explore dance, movement, different types of art, painting, ceramics, and the idea basically at the elementary camp is in a half day, you explore four different arts areas. And then that's a week-long camp. And then that's followed by our middle school camp, which is for students that are currently in sixth through eighth grade. And last year we had about 200 middle school students come from, our campers come from, of course, Sitka, but also all over the state and even from all over the country. I think last year we had 40-some Alaska communities represented. And so one of the amazing things about our middle school camp and high school camp is they're camps that are you can either stay at home or there's also dorms and has a residential component. So what's incredible about that is that the kids get to meet kids from all over the place. They're in classes with them. They're eating with them. They're doing their rec time with them, and some of the deepest, strongest friendships that one can imagine are made at camp. And we were just talking about your son and soon to be daughter-in-law getting married, and they're of course some of our dear camp alumni that met at camp, right, Peter?
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then our high school camp is similar, although it has a, kind of a different focus, more on the individual responsibility of the artist. The middle school is more about the group process of doing art. But at both of them, there's over 80 different classes to choose from across the disciplines of theater, dance, creative writing, visual arts, music, Alaska Native arts. And students just have this huge range of classes to choose from. They work with faculty who come from all over the country, who are exemplary practitioners of their art form, both as professionals and then high-level teachers. And then our last camp in the summer that we have for youth is our musical theater camp. And that's for our high school into early years of college students. And during that musical, we put on a full Broadway production over 3 weeks, and this year it's going to be the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Cinderella.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the dates. So we are here to talk about registration, and Kenley will ask you a little bit more about that in a bit, but the camps are this summer, but it's not too early to be thinking about registering, that's for sure. So the elementary school camp is June 5th through the 9th. Middle school camp starts after that. It's June 11th through the 24th. High school camp from June 25th to July 9th. So that's 2 weeks as well, like the middle school camp. And then, Roger, as you said, the musical theater camp. Just they're all back to back, July 10th through the 30th. I want to talk a little bit about let's talk about the registration process just a little bit, Kenley. So why should somebody be close to their computer this weekend?
Sure. So we open registration at midnight. That's Saturday night, Sunday morning. And we see a huge flurry of families signing up then. Our programs are excellent and people really want to make sure their child gets a spot. So definitely something to keep in mind. And the registration process involves putting down contact information and some information about your student. And then depending on the program your child is going to be in, there's some more paperwork that happens during the spring, like class signup and medical forms for our older students and things like that.
Yeah, so we, Roger, you mentioned my son, Ryan. So we were in New Zealand one Christmas or one New Year's, and we made sure that we figured out what the time zone was in Alaska and made sure that we registered right away because classes do fill up, especially the middle and high school classes. They do fill up, so it's worth getting online and trying to get those classes that you're really interested in. And I want to talk a little bit more about the 50th anniversary because it is a special year. And I think the core philosophy behind the camp has probably been pretty darn consistent over the last 50 years. Certainly the venues have changed. Roger, can you talk a little bit about the early days of camp and just briefly where you are today, describe the facility where people, if they come to camp in the summer, what they might experience.
I think you're absolutely right that the, when I started working at the camp in 2000, my first objective was to, do everything I could to make it the camp that I went to in the 80s. And I think that there's this sort of history. Every student goes to camp and then they think, well, this is camp. And so there's this wonderful, philosophy, I guess really is the word for it, a philosophy of what camp is and why camp is here. And that hasn't changed from the very beginning. I'll talk to people who went to camp, 10 years before me, and they describe the same camp. Mm-hmm. And I'm always heartened when we get comments back from students. They're describing the same camp that I remember. And there's a couple things that I always tell people that make camp camp. And of course, there's, extraordinary art and art making. But I think most importantly is through that art making, it's one of the best ways, it's one of the just strongest ways to build a feeling of community. Kids are working together, they're making things together, they're being creative together, and they're taking these risks of expression together. So, think about an improv theater class, or think about, sharing a painting you're making. You're really putting yourself out there on what you care about and what you think is funny, what you think is sad, what you think is beautiful. The emotions that you have inside, and you're sharing that. So huge bonding. Then the other part of it is self-expression, which leads directly to self-esteem. And I remember a kid wrote on their evaluation some years ago, and we've seen something like this quote almost every year. But at camp, I discovered where my self-esteem ought to be. And to me, that's just like probably the most meaningful thing about working at the camp is seeing young people come to camp and watching their confidence in themselves increase dramatically. And camp's a short time. It's just a 2-week program or 3 weeks of the musical theater. But these epiphanies, when I think back in my own life, as a young person, these epiphanies for me happened in an instant too. They're these catalytic moments where you're with the right people who care about you, people who you've discovered share common interests, and people who are willing to make art together, that suddenly something happens and you just feel great about who you are. I went to camp. I've been going to camp for, either as a director, teacher, or a student for half of its existence, I realized this year when I looked at the anniversary and I counted the years I'd been as a student. So half my life's been at camp, which is pretty crazy, and I'm a pretty restless person if you were to ask people who know me. So the only thing that keeps me here year after year is so dynamic. It's so exciting to see the change in kids that it's really motivating. You mentioned about our facilities. The camp started on the Sheldon Jackson campus back in 1973, and we were always kind of sort of that messy messy tenant that showed up with a bunch of kids and caused trouble. I've caused a lot of trouble myself back.
We'll talk about that in another interview, Roger. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we've been part of this incredible community barn raising. The campus was given to our organization, or 20 buildings and 22 acres was given to us in 2011. And that we'd never be where we are without this absolute gigantic outpouring of support from the community. And what's really neat is every year the kids come back, and or, you know, kids who come back, faculty, people return, find that the campus has dramatically improved. We'll fix a building, we'll fix a wing in a dorm, we'll fix something that is big and broken, and it's just really exciting. And so it's actually a first class extraordinary arts facility now.
Yeah, well, thanks. We are, I'm afraid, out of time. I do want to go back to Kenley and ask for some details on how people can register, when people can register, just where do they go to find out more about camp and to get signed up for this summer.
So they should go to our website, which is fineartscamp.org. And for anyone that has some questions about our programs, give me a call. Our number is 907-747-3085.
And fineartscamp.org is the website. So be sure to go
there. And registration
will
be live at midnight this Saturday night.
Saturday night, Sunday morning. So stay up late. Get registered. And one of the things I always look forward to is kind of hearing how quickly the slots fill up. So I know that's kind of a report that you often will give that says, you know, within 8 hours we had, you know, X number of slots filled. So be forewarned, folks that are listening. Appreciate your time. Roger and Kenley, we've been speaking with Roger Schmidt. He's the executive director for Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Kenley Jackson, the program director. They've been there for a long time, dedicated good chunks of their lives to this camp, and hope that folks can take advantage of that this summer. Thanks so much for what you do, and have a great holiday season.
Yeah, you too, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you. Bye now.